I was told yesterday this budget presented in the Senate, 1,245 pages. How long did you have to review that once it was presented to you?
Well, we went over to the highs and lows of it, Tom. Obviously, that's difficult to do, but that's why we have such incredible staff in the state Senate. We had some long caucus meetings, and we really hashed this out. And we were able to get this through, and it's a balanced budget that with a lot of hard work still to come. You know, it's not perfect, but boy, we've come a long way. This is the first time in 15 years there's been a balanced budget in the state of Illinois.
Unique that it started in the Senate, Dale.
Yes, it is. I'm glad. I'm glad we got it. It was a great time on the Senate floor and bipartisan efforts. And I tell you, Tom, that's what I've enjoyed my first 15 months, I guess it is, as a member of the General Assembly, developing these relationships on both sides of the aisle, and everyone worked together in a bipartisan manner. And it's exciting because this budget contains no tax increases. And so, it's very promising for the state of Illinois.
Of course, there was a resolution in the House earlier to support progressive taxes, but that's about the future and for another day. A question from Mayor Steve Frattini this morning says, Senator Fowler, does this budget restore the local government distributive funds that was cut by 10% in current budget, our local portion of the state income tax that we did not receive, approximately $150,000, LGDF?
Yes, great question. That's a great question. Yes, 5% of the cut is restored in this budget, and the goal is to restore the other 5% for next year, Tom. So that's good news for our municipalities.
All right, Senate Bill 7, Walker's Bluff. What are we hearing on that?
Well, it's still in committee. Hopefully, it's going to be more discussion today. There is a compromise being worked out. I feel optimistic that the House. Of course, as we know, it did pass the Senate last session, so hopefully it'll come through the House, we'll be able to move forward with this incredible project.
Illinois policy.
If I may, Tom, I'd like to just kind of touch on a couple high points on this budget, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm really excited about, and one of those is the fully funds K through 12 education with adding an additional $350 million. And this is since taking office. The governor has increased K through 12 funding by $1.23 billion, or 18%. So, really excited about our education and the K through 12 funding, and also adds $50 million in support for early childhood education. And Tom, this keeps Illinois on track to receive millions in federal matching dollars for these critical programs. So, I'm really excited.
And you know what, the governor's office had been talking about that, and because we had lost some money over the years because of not properly funding the schools in these formulas, and I think that may not get the credit it deserves.
That's exactly right, Tom. And there's nothing more important than helping our education process. So it's really encouraging to keep this rolling. And also, on another a bright note is. Illinois struggles to keep our best and brightest high school graduates in Illinois, as we all know. And we want them to attend our community college and state universities. And this is part of the mass exodus that's been leaving the state of Illinois. So this budget also includes a 2% across-the-board increase for operations, which I strongly feel will help reduce pressure to raise tuition. And there's also $4.3 million for our veterans grant reimbursements for all community colleges. I believe that adds to up to about, I believe just in my district alone, about $282,000 for the three community colleges that I have in my district. So, that's very important. And also something that we've been talking about for a long time is the Illinois State Police will be getting funding for a class of 100 cadets. That's good news for the state. And also, I have to talk a little bit, Tom, about the capital programs.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because $11.5 billion, and you called it a capital program. When I look at the press release, it says highway improvement program. But when you look at this, $5.6 million, Massac County Interstate 24 bridge replacement, $2.5 million bridge replacement, Union County, Pulaski County line on Highway 7, $4.5 million bridge replacement, Pulaski County, Union County line, $1.2 million resurfacing of 2.63 miles of Interstate 57 near Cache River in Union County. A $1.2 million bridge replacement, Little Cache Creek, just south of Illinois 146, Johnson County. $8 million for location studies for Ohio River Bridge, a mile south of Caro in Alexander County. $1 million bridge replacement, Illinois 148 over Cane Creek, just east of Illinois, White and Gallatin County. I only use the ones that had the word million in it.
Absolutely. And also, Tom, I'm not sure if you touched on the $12.7 million that will be going toward the I-57 expansion, the six-lane expansion from Johnson City to West Frankfort as we continue to expand I-57 Mount Vernon South in time. And this will be six lanes from West Frankfort now to Marion. So we all know how critical that interstate is and the safety concerns we've had. So this is exciting as well.
All right, now here's where my gut says, okay, we listen, we're talking about this money, more for schools, more for this, and somewhere inside my back of my animal brain says, where are we getting the money from?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, this budget is $38.5 million. This is keep in mind this is not a capital bill. This is not a capital bill. It's just the governor's FY19 capital program that's instituted within the budget. So we want to make sure that that's clear. You know, hopefully we will in time be working on a comprehensive capital bill that we can continue to grow the infrastructure of Southern Illinois. But we all know that our roads and bridges are critical to our infrastructure needs and transportation needs. So that's exciting for Illinois. And also I want to mention, Tom, that's also within his budget provides $1 million to continue the port redevelopment effort in Caro for the Riverport Terminal. So, you know, I have to say thank you to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle working together for our concerns in our district. So, I mean, I'm really excited about that. This, you know, when this was initiated back several months ago, as you know, when the Rauner Foundation donated $100,000 to the Caro Alexander Port District to start the marketing program and develop the website for this Riverport terminal. And that's really ignited this interest in the terminal. And we have many, many companies. I have a meeting actually tomorrow when I get back in the district late tonight, tomorrow on this project. So it's encouraging that now we'll be able to move forward with the permitting process and the continued engineering and design efforts of this terminal. So, you know, we're really moving forward rapidly. So this will benefit I-64 South for economic development within our district.
And what's interesting is how much we didn't get to today. The House is the 72-hour gun wait. You've got legislation involving grad students in the House and teachers and researchers. And the reason why I mentioned these two in the House in particular, now that the Senate has passed the budget, it'll head to the House. Quickly, just have you heard what kind of support in the House? Because I'm getting members of the Republican Party. Matter of fact, I got a message this morning. If you don't mind, I'm going to share it with you. From a member of the House who I spoke with last night, and like I said, no sleep for me, 11:52 last night. I hope that Governor Rauner changes his mind and vetoes this terrible budget. This is from State Representative David McSweeney. He said he needs to stand up for the taxpayers. The budget uses the revenues from the massive 32% increase in the income tax rate. Governor Rauner can unite the Republican Party if he vetoes the budget and fights for real spending reforms and tax relief. So if that's emblematic of Republican support in the House, what are our prospects today of seeing this budget move forward to the governor's desk?
Well, I think, you know, I'm optimistic. I believe it will. You know, it received almost unanimous support in the Senate. We do have to continue for the future success of Illinois. We do need real reforms. This, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show here this morning, Tom, this is not a perfect bill, but it is in the step in the right direction. But we have to continue to work together and make Illinois more competitive for taxpayers and businesses.
We can't continue to just limp along. It's interesting. There's one thing that you can't quantify, but I think you really know more about this than so many other people, especially as your time as mayor in Harrisburg. Uncertainty is a very bad thing in this state, and especially it has a cumulative effect. And you can't really give it a number. But the fact that other places, higher education, schools that you just talked about have a level of certainty on their funding. It allows them to plan to move forward and as an overall improvement of the state from a mental health standpoint. And I don't mean that as in clinical depression, anxiety, but our how we feel about the state, how we feel about our jobs, how we feel about the prospect of the future.
That's exactly right. You know, budgets, as we all know, they are based on projections. And, you know, and a lot of this, and also the, you know, there's times when, you know, the uncertainty is there. But, you know, with this being a bipartisan supported effort, which is the key here, Tom, this was all the budgeteers working together for compromise and a comprehensive budget that was passed yesterday in the Illinois State Senate. So this is a major step in the right direction, which the state of Illinois has not had in 15 years. And I've got to say, Tom, the atmosphere within the Illinois Senate, and that's what I was talking about on another radio show last night, was the fact that, you know, there may be 37 Democrats or 22 Republicans, but we are all one. We are all united together, and we saw that. We have seen that this week. We've seen it for the last several weeks. Everyone working together, developing relationships, networking with each other. And that was expressed just this week on the agricultural harvest bill that was passed on a comprehensive effort, which is going to be huge for our farmers in my district. That, you know, from September 1 to December 31st, we won't have to wait for a harvest emergency declaration. From September 1 to December 31st, they will now be able to transport 10% overweight to get their crops to the grains. And now, again, this is part of the reforms that we've been working toward. Our neighboring states, Indiana, Kentucky, will now be able to bring their grain into Illinois, into southern Illinois, to companies such as Bunge, and be legal now and help our economy in southern Illinois. And this is a huge boost, a huge effort, a bipartisan effort for our farmers in southern Illinois. So really excited about that as well. That came together this week in a bipartisan effort and compromise.
All right, we are really out of time. I'm really late, but I got 30 seconds, Dale. Renaming of the bridge, Route 13, Craneville.
Yes, Veterans Memorial. Yes, that's something I worked with Representative Severin on. He passed it in the House. This is something that we cannot continue to, or we have to continue showing effort to our veterans. This is a great for Southern Illinois, and this overpass to be able to name it to Veterans Memorial. And, you know, I'm excited about that. This came together and with a unanimous support in the House and the Senate. So, and again, you know, with our SIMA Expo that's going to be coming up the last weekend in July, you know, at the Pavilion in Marion, showcasing Southern Illinois made products, and the fact that all the proceeds are going to go to Honor Flight of Southern Illinois. We, you know, this is very special to continue to show support for our veterans.